Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. So I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. This first hour, I got Corey and I guess I should say, have two of our buds on the line with us. Number one, Bob Moriarty. Totally unspoken, totally unopinionated, Bob, and Jay Taylor, totally unspoken and totally unopinionated. I think you're going to have fun listening to the stuff that we're going to be chatting about. First of all, Jay sent me on Thursday a very, very interesting missive that came out, and it's entitled, America Has No Functioning Democracy. Who said that? Well, as a matter of fact, Jimmy Carter said that, according to Der Spiegel. Quote, former President Jimmy Carter lambasted U.S. intelligence methods as undemocratic and described Edward Snowden's NSA leak as beneficial for the country. Wow. Now, that is not some right-wing columnist. That is not some left-wing columnist. That is not some crazy whatever. That's a former president of the United States saying that. Jay, you got us going on this line. What are your comments on that?
Well, I think, first of all, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that that somebody like Carter would say we have a non-functioning democracy, because the mainstream has even talked about how corporate interests have purchased elections. I mean, so it's not as if it's something totally new. I think what's entered the picture here in the minds of many people that wasn't there before is this whole spying issue, how NSA is spying on Americans and using it, I think, probably to keep people behaving the way certain powerful interests would like us to behave. You know, I have just picked up a very interesting book on by Eliot Spitzer, Protecting Capitalism is the name of the book. And Spitzer is no lover of free market capitalism. I don't think he's an idealist of free market capitalism by any means, but I have on my radio show this next week, Ellen Brown is going to talk about her theory that, in fact, they framed Spitzer because of some regulation he was putting up that would have made it very difficult for the banks to be bailed out as they were. And, you know, I think this is the danger of what's going on now, is the control of the political system by a powerful ruling elite that is able now to use information on all of us. And you may, they could care less whether Spitzer paid a call girl $1,000 a minute. The point is that they could use it when they knew it to keep him in line and to keep all of us in line. And of course, to keep all of us thinking the way they want to. So it's the great groupthink and the ability to control us. And, you know, most people say, well, gee, I don't do anything wrong. Why should I have to worry about the government watching what I do or listening to what I say? Well, nothing could be further from the truth, because, you know, anybody that has a differing idea with the fascist regime that we have in this country, you're in trouble. So I think it's very remarkable. I think that a lot of people that listen to your show, Al, certainly people that listen to my show, certainly people who know Bob and myself and you, would not find Carter's statement surprising. But the fact that a former president of the United States, still a living president, maybe not living for long, having said that, living president of the United States, is going to say something like America has no longer a functioning democracy, I think is quite remarkable.
Well, I'm going to break in here just for a second and say that this is not the first time that Jimmy Carter has criticized UN intelligence. He said earlier on CNN, quote, the invasion of human rights and American privacy has gone too far. What do you think, Bobby? Has it gone too far?
Absolutely. What we've had is a coup d'etat. And the real question now is who exactly runs the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a giant octopus with a lot of hands. I don't think that Bush ran the country. I don't think that Obama runs the country. The banking influence, it's enormous. If you really want to know what's going on in the United States and what the future bears, you need to go back and read a book called Decline, Fall of the Roman Empire. And everything that happened in Rome is happening in the United States today. It's just end of empire. That's when you get total corruption.
Bob, I completely agree with you. It is really this corruption aspect of the government where they're not looking out for the citizens, who they should be looking out for. They're looking out for, well, really the parties who give them the most money and the people who have the most money. And you know what? The rest of us better follow in line or else they're going to get angry at us because they know that we're not, because they're listening to everything that we're doing. And it's something that I find with my generation as well, is that especially in North America, we don't seem to care that the government is listening to everything we're doing. And we're happily posting pieces on the internet telling everybody where we are. It's this lack of caring, I guess, or maybe just the way that we've been brought up through the education system, that they've been teaching us to not worry about being looked over and really watched all this time. And really, we're just going deeper and deeper into this horrible trend. Would you agree, Jay?
Absolutely. And I think, Kerry, you said something about the the people that have the money. And, of course, the people that have the money are the people that are in control of the printing press. And this is why, you know, when I had David Stockman on my show the other day, he was talking about the 1971 Nixon's taking us off the international gold standard as being the single most important event in modern American economic history, because that then empowered the people that have control of the monetary system to not only reallocate wealth from the people that produce it. I like to say the miners, the manufacturers, the inventors, the farmers, people that actually do things for people, they are the people that create the wealth, and they are getting screwed. And the money and the reallocation of wealth is going to Washington and Wall Street, but it's also the idea of controlling the political system, which is what the Federal Reserve is all about and why it was created. The political and the economic system is now in the hands of the people that Bob was talking about. We don't know exactly who they are, although if you go to the creature from Jack Create the Wealth, and they are getting screwed, and the money and the reallocation of wealth is going to Washington and Wall Street, but it's all the idea of controlling the political system, which is what the Federal Reserve is all about and why it was created. The political and the economic system is now in the hands of the people that Bob was talking about. We don't know exactly who they are, although if you go to the creature from Jack Create the Wealth, screwed, and the money they are getting, and the reality wealth is going to location of wealth, Wall Street, Washington, and but it's all trolling the idea of system, political set, the Federal Reserve, which is what about and why reserve is all a political and it was created system. The economic hands of the people is now in the hand about. We don't know Bob was talking who they are. I don't know exactly the creature. Although if you go create the wealth from Jack Rude and the money create the wealth and the real and they are getting wealth is going to money. Wall Street, location of wealth, but it's all Washington and trolling the, but it's all system idea of the Federal Reserve political about and why, which is what political and reserve is all about. System was created in the hands of the people. The economics came about. We don't is now in the hands who they are. Bob was talking to the creature. No, exactly. Create the wealth. Although if you go crude and the money from Jack and the real create the wealth is going to Wall Street, but it's all location of wealth trolling the Washington and system. But it's all the Federal Reserve idea of about and why political and which is what system reserve is all about. Hands of the people that was created came about. We don't economics say who they are is now in the hands of the creature Bob was talking create the wealth no exactly crude and the money and the real from Jack wealth is going to Wall Street but it's all location of wealth trolling the Washington and system. But it's all the Federal Reserve about and why political and which is what reserve is all about. Hands of the people that was created came about. We don't economics say who they are is now in the hands of the creature Bob was talking create the wealth no exactly fruit and the money and the real from Jack wealth is going to Wall Street but it's all location of wealth trolling the Washington and system. But it's all the Federal Reserve about and why political and which is what reserve is all about. Hands of the people that was created came about. We don't economics say who they are is now in the hands of the creature Bob was talking create the wealth no exactly fruit and the money and the real from Jack wealth is going to Wall Street but it's all location of wealth trolling the system at the Federal Reserve about and why political and political which is what hands of the people came about. We don't say who they
on air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are joined again by Jay Taylor, Bob Moriarty, and the big guy himself, Al Corlin. My name is Corey Fleck, and I want to get right back into the conversation that we ended the last segment with what's happening in Syria, and not necessarily just with Syria, but these surrounding countries and really the Middle East in general. It seems, as you said, Bob, these countries are really drawing a line in the sand. And Bob, we were talking to you recently. Do you want to continue on what you were saying about some of the motivations behind the countries that are bordering Syria?
Okay, now we're paying attention to them, and it's like a magician performing a magic trick. Okay, he's trying to get you to look at its left hand while it's its right hand that's doing it. If you go back to what Wesley Clark said right after 9/11, he said he was briefed by somebody at the Pentagon, and the plan of the United States was to attack 7 countries in the next 5 years. Now, guys, it is not an accident. We're not going after Syria because of Syria. We're not going after Syria because of Iran. The plan was laid down 31 years ago. It was reiterated in the clean break for the process, peace process in 1996. It was reiterated again in the Project for New American Century in 1998, and that is to destabilize the entire Middle East in the hopes of Israel becoming the dominant power. Now, if you go to the Iraq War, there was only one country in the entire world that benefited. And everybody looks at it and says, well, yeah, they did. Well, the Iraq War was fought by the United States, paid for in blood, bankrupted the United States on behalf of Israel. Now, what I'm saying is that's total insanity. Why are we doing this? Why are we in Syria? What do we stand to win in Syria? We go in, bomb the shit out of them, kill 10,000 people. How are we better off? But if you go look at this plan that was written in 1982, you realize that the Zionists have been planning on doing this for 30 years, and they're doing exactly what they said they were going to do.
I got to respectfully disagree with you on one point, and that is I really, really question whether or not the Israelis, and, you know, there is a big distinction between members of the Jewish faith and all of the citizens of Israel. There's a big difference, okay, having said that. But I'm not sure why it would be of any advantage whatsoever for Israel to take that action. Why would they want to totally destabilize, for lack of better terms, the Middle East? I mean, to me, that doesn't really make a lot of sense, but, you know, come on back at me. Or Jay, what, you got something to say?
But no, I think that Bob's probably onto something here. The question is, who are the powers that are orchestrating this? And I think there you go back to the probably the creators of the Federal Reserve, the same interests that are involved with putting together a one world agenda. And I think that maybe, you know, what Bob says makes sense to me. You do stabilize, because everything we're doing in the Middle East is destroying the Middle East and destroying national sovereignty. But national sovereignty is what our leaders are trying to destroy. I mean, that's clear. I mean, they're even stating that, I mean, everything that they do, all these trade agreements and so forth, are designed to take away national sovereignty. Even the, you know, there's an Asian agreement they're trying to put together. There's a European agreement that Obama's behind. All of these would take away sovereignty from our court system and give it to a national and international body. So what I think is going on is there is a major satanic power elite that is trying to grab control and rule the world. It's not really nothing new in history when you think about it. If you go back and read the history books, that's why they don't give two hoots about what's going on in the United States. They're destroying us from inside it as well. Our economy is being destroyed. So I think it's, you know, destroy everything, blow everything up, and then take control. I mean, to me, what Bob is saying makes sense. It's not that the Israeli people want that, Al. And I agree with you, too, that there are Jews who are God-fearing Jews who don't go along with this. I mean, there's one elected official that I've spoken with and have had on my show that is contrary to American aid to Israel, wants America out of Israel, and wants, you know, and agrees with Ron Paul on that issue. So, but I think Bob is onto something there. I think there is a, you know, I'm not sure who it is. He's blaming the Zionists. I don't know Zionists. I don't know. But I think there's some powerful ruling elite. You might look at some of the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, some of those families. I don't know who they are. But there is something going on behind the scenes. Certainly Jimmy Carter is right when he says that we don't have a functioning democracy, because there's powerful ruling elites that are really driving this train. It's not we the people, that's for sure.
Jay, I think you bring up a fascinating point there, is that the U.S. or, well, really these ruling elites are trying to take away the sovereignty of all these different countries. And
of yours too, Corey. Of Canada too. You're part of it.
And I agree, Jay. And do you think that really, yes, we're talking about a war that they are most likely going to start in Syria, or something will happen to do with bombs in Syria. However, you also mentioned these agreements that Obama is working on for the EU and even Canada, all these other countries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is that just a different type of war that really in the overall framework that they're just trying to create this one world?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's coordinated with monetary policy. It's coordinated with military action. It's coordinated with legal action. And it's coordinated with all kinds of propaganda to keep the American people diffused and not disinterested and actually not even understanding or knowing that it's going on. I mean, this Asian trade thing that Obama's trying to do, he's trying to do in the dark of night in the summer and then getting it passed without anybody really paying attention to it. It's like the Federal Reserve creation in the first place was done under sort of during Christmas time and everything. And so the whole thing is basically, I think, it's hard to put your finger on who these people are. But again, I keep going back to the creature from Jekyll Island because I think that's a starting point in terms of understanding who the power elites are and who the powers behind the throne are in terms of family dynasties that go back, in some cases centuries.
You know, I got to come in here and say a couple of things. Jay, you introduced me to Ed Griffin, probably about 10 years ago. I'm sitting here in my studio right now and I'm looking at a copy of a book that's put out by American Media, and it's called The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I have to tell you, when I started reading that particular book, it really did open my eyes. I want to tell you something else. You know, it isn't just Ed Griffin who talks this way, though.
No.
You know, you also introduced me to Congressman Ron Paul a number of years ago, and about 10 years ago, Kathy and I and Sarah and Stephanie were in the congressman's office back in Washington, D.C., and he said, would you like to meet Edward Napolitano? He's going to be giving a presentation to my staff here quickly. And I said, yes, I would. And I got to tell you, we walked out of Judge Napolitano's presentation where he basically said a lot of what Griffin said in his book. You know, Napolitano is not a crazy man, not by any stretch of the imagination. And the interesting thing about that particular meeting was Kathy kept nudging me and saying, is this guy telling the truth? And I looked at her and I said, you bet he is. We're in trouble. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. We're going to flip over into business for the final two segments of this first hour. We're going to talk first about the energy situation. You know, and the reason I'm bringing this up is I really wonder at this moment in time, with the higher levels of technology in terms of oil and gas extraction in the United States, I wonder if some of the people in the Middle East aren't getting quite a bit worried about the diminishing dependence that the United States will have on the Middle East. You know, we are the largest, we've got to be the largest importer of Middle Eastern oil, I would have to say. But with fracking and everything else that's going on right now that's starting to develop in the United States, I wonder if some of the folks over there aren't starting to get a whole lot worried about how this is all going to shake out for them. Bob, what do you think, bud?
Yeah, I'm going to totally agree with you. Let me explain something to you that most of your listeners won't be familiar with. All oil originates in shale. Okay, that's where it comes from. Now, what we're used to is what we call conventional oil, and this is oil that has migrated to sandstone traps under caverns. Okay, so we drill these and we get the oil out. But the oil didn't come from sandstone. The oil came from the shale. We have known for 100 years this is true. But to extract oil from the shale, which it's much deeper and much more difficult to drill, you need $100 oil. So when you had the $30 oil, peak oil meant you were going to run out of $30 oil. There was plenty of oil around, but you were going to have to spend $100 a barrel for it. Well, it's here, and probably $80 is the minimum. It's the new normal for oil, and that has to terrify countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar, the Middle East, and the balance of power is changing. Now, we've got three big reservoirs in the United States, one in Texas, one in California, one up in North Dakota and South Dakota, that could totally change the economics of oil throughout the world. So, yeah, I would say that Saudis are pretty nervous.
Yeah, Bob, I'd have to agree with you on that one, too. And the U.S. really has just kind of sat on this oil, and I know fracking was an issue to bring it in, but it seems like Obama and the administration is behind that now. Jay, what do you have to say about all this?
Yeah, I think it's interesting what Bob said about the Saudis and the Middle Eastern countries, the oil producers, getting nervous, because I don't know how true this is, but I heard or read somewhere in the last couple of days that the Saudis have offered Russia oil if they will back away from supporting Syria. So this is sort of interesting and sort of makes sense, doesn't it? Geopolitically, the Saudis are in the and the Anglo-American Empire's camp. And so what you have to do is, you just buy the Russians out. And it goes to this whole notion of one world government, consolidation of power globally. To me, it makes a lot of sense. So in comes fracking. It puts the Saudis under pressure. So what's the solution for it? Well, you just bring in, Russia need, I don't know. I mean, I don't know for sure. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I've got some thoughts on that. Number one, that was reported earlier in the week, and we did a couple of daily editorials on it that came out first, if I'm not mistaken, in the Telegraph, and then came out secondly in the Financial Times, if I'm not mistaken. And there, according to these two sources that I believe are very credible, yes, the Saudis did approach Russia in the sense that, lay off of Syria and you got a deal in terms of our oil. And the rationale that they were using is the Saudis said, look, we can control the price of oil. Everybody knows that. And we will keep the price at a level that your oil industry, your energy industry will then be profitable. That's very scary. Bobby, any comments on that one?
Well, yeah, I was the one that sent that article to you, and I looked into it a little closer, and that's where it gets really terrifying. The conversation between the Saudi head of intelligence and Putin actually took place 3 weeks ago, and it was reported at the time that Putin told the Saudi prince to take a hike. But the Saudi prince actually threatened Putin with terrorism, and I find that very funny, because if I was him, I would be very careful about where I sleep for the next 100 years.
Yeah, to me, especially Russia's making some very, very aggressive moves in what they've been doing for the last couple of years to really, I think, overthrow the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. I just see what Putin's been doing and now standing up over the Snowden issue to Obama. I think Russia is really showing its hand out there and trying to convince some of the bordering nations around where they are, which is some of the most densely populated lands, that, you know what, we don't need to take it from the U.S. anymore. Mm-hmm. Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be the case. I mean, you've got Iran, and China, of course. All these countries are looking out after their own interests, and we've got a few countries like Ecuador and Venezuela in our hemisphere, I suppose, Cuba and others that are, I think, clearly interested in seeing the United States demise, the U.S. dollar's demise, which I think would mean the United States demise. And I think it's interesting, the more we try to screw down on Iran and tie their hands and take over their country, the more desperate they become. And then there's talk about setting up their own financial system, their own banking system. I mean, we're almost giving them no choice but to do that. So, to me, it seems the geopolitical issues are becoming more clearly defined now with a lot of these things you just mentioned. I think, I think Bob was saying earlier that if you want to know the truth now, ironically, you almost have to go to Pravda or Izvestia or our Russian television. I find, credible things being said on Russian television. At one time we had Voice America, Voice of America that was a propaganda tool to bring the truth to Russia. And now we have RTV that I think is probably more truthful than our mainstream, which is clearly owned and occupied, owned and controlled by these mysterious powers behind the throne that we were talking about earlier today.
Bob, I want to get a comment on you, or anybody for that matter, on the role that sounds like a trite question, but it really isn't. And we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment. But, you know, everybody hears about the Rothschilds, this very powerful financial family that controls countries, et cetera, et cetera. I've done a little bit of background, you know, a little bit of checking on that particular situation. And it seems to me that they are a force, seriously, much, much stronger than most people realize. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Jay, you're the guy who turned me on to this thing. Just give a brief example, would you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's I think that you know, the more powerful they are, the less you see them. And so they, you know, they're really, I mean, how often do you see the Rockefellers any longer? I mean, they're no longer visible, but it doesn't mean that the Rockefeller dynasty's gone away and the money and the influence has gone away and the trusts that have been set up for the families. So I'm trying to think of the going back earlier, the Krupps, I think it is, the Krupp family that actually goes back earlier than the Rothschilds, goes back into the Middle Ages, that are still supposedly the richest man in the world is a Krupp, according to Daniel Estulin, who I've had on my radio show. I think the more powerful people and families are, the less you see of them, and so for obvious reasons. But it doesn't mean that they're not controlling what's going on in our countries.
No, it doesn't mean that they're not controlling what's going on in our countries. Guys, we have to get back to business. We've got one more segment left to do here. We're going to chat a little bit in that segment, ladies and gentlemen, on my favorite subject, which is the resource sector. And also I want to get some comments from Bob and Corey and Jay on also on the conventional market. Stick around. We're going to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition with Bob Moriarty, Jay Taylor, and, of course, Corey.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Welcome back to the final segment here on the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report, actually the final segment of the first hour. We are joined again by Jay Taylor, Bob Moriarty, and the big guy, Hal Coilin. Guys, we have been talking a lot about political issues, mostly in the Middle East, but also around the world, and we all agree, and you cannot deny, that these issues do not play a role in not only politics, but in the economies around the world, and in a lot of the investing that we do. And now, to shift away a little bit from politics, I want to chat more about the conventional markets and the precious metals. So, Jay, I'm going to throw it over to you first. What do you see kind of going on with gold and silver here as these issues advance within the next, say, let's say September now?
Well, I think you know, it's very difficult to get away from the political stuff when you talk about this, because I think it was Chris Powell that said that there are really no markets that are free any longer. They're just various degrees of regulation. And you look at the gold market, I think maybe Bob won't agree with this, but I definitely think that within certain ranges there is a propaganda game, if not more direct control or direct influence by the bullion banks with respect to the gold markets. I think ultimately the gold markets, the markets ultimately will overcome politics in due course. The problem is, how long is that going to take? And I mean, clearly, if you look at gold relative to the increase in the money supply and the excess reserves and so forth, gold prices are very, very, very low compared to the creation of new money. And I think the stage is being set for a gold price that will make even the most ardent bulls surprised ultimately. But I don't know what that price is going to be. And I guess it really sort of comes down to this whole struggle about whether we're going to deflate or inflate. It's something that I keep coming back to. Which way is the economy going to go? I think it's remarkable that we've had this enormous amount of money creation, and yet, as I look at the Rogers Raw Materials Fund, it's down from where it was at its highs. I mean, we're looking at something, it was at 58.32, it's at 37.16. So in spite, and then 58.32 before Lehman Brothers, and it's at 3,716 now, that's down 36% in spite of almost a tripling of the money monetary base. So, you know, I don't know which way this is. If the monetary velocity changes and people start spending, and start saying, geez, I got to buy today because tomorrow is going to be more expensive. If that mindset changes, then I think we could be off to enormously high gold prices in nominal terms. But it all boils down to what will gold buy in real terms? What is the real price of gold? That's what I look at.
How do you feel about that, Bobby?
Okay. There's a couple of issues here. First of all, investing is like dancing. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. I'm convinced that manipulation is absolutely meaningless. It may be true, but it's still meaningless. Nobody in history has ever made a dime investing based on manipulation. So maybe it's true, but if you can't make any money, who gives a damn? Now, something that's going on. If you look at the Indian market, it's crashing. If you look at the Indonesian market, it's crashing. If you're looking at the Thai market, it's crashing. If you look at the Turkish market, it's crashing. Something is going on underneath the surface. Mm-hmm. Now, all that $85 billion a month that was going in to buy used toilet paper was going into the Dow, it was going into the S&P, and it was going into bonds. It was leaving resources. I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at that as a good thing. There was all kinds of opportunity to invest 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and the people who had the courage of their conviction did invest, and they're doing very well. I totally agree with Jay. Gold is going to go to a price in real terms and in nominal terms that none of us can predict, and we're going to see the same irrationality that exists in the Dow and the S&P and bonds. It's our time to lead. But something that's going on behind the scenes, I think there's going to be a stock market crash and a bond market crash between now and the end of October, and it could be why Obama is choosing to risk World War III. And I will assure your listeners, if we have World War III, it will go nuclear, and the price of gold and the price of silver will go up.
Having said that, I want to get back to the conventional market. I completely agree with that statement, but I have to tell you, everybody on our site, with one exception, everybody, all of the letter writers, everybody is saying they're looking for a meaningful decrease in the value of the conventional markets as measured by the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and they're looking for that to happen this fall, and I've heard October mentioned more often than not. Jay, do you agree with what Bob just said, and if so, why?
I think I agree with what Bob said, except that I think if we had World War III, it won't matter what the price of gold is or what anything is. I think we'll have more serious issues than that. I mean, Bob finds a place to live down there, some secluded part of the world that I can't afford to travel to, let alone move there. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think could we see a crash in the market? Yeah, for sure we could. I mean, you know, people that I pay a lot of attention to, Robert Prechter thinks we're going below 1,000 on the Dow, and you know, and Ian Gordon thinks so, and thinks we're going to see 4,000 in gold and 1,000 Dow. I don't know necessarily this year, but, you know, I've given up on trying to figure out which way the Dow is going to go. I think there's, when I look at the fundamentals of the American economy, and I realize that all the lies that are being told in the financial statistics, and that the American consumer is dead in the water, and that we've never really come out of the recession in real terms. Wall Street had a bump in the equity markets, as Bob pointed out, as I pointed out. Commodities are still down from where they were. But if you look at record numbers of people on food stamps, you look at the real average weekly earnings have fallen dramatically. If you use John Williams' inflation numbers, the real inflation rate, if you're really looking at comparable basket of goods and services, have gone up more like 8 or 9% compared to the 1.7% our government tells us. When you start factoring that into the real economy, then GDP has never come back. We're still in a recession, a very deep one. And so it would seem to me that so far, you know, corporate profits have been strong because they've laid people off. That's why the unemployment rate is so high. And Wall Street has had all this liquidity that's pumped in that's kept the prices rising. But if you look at the real economy, I think there's justification for a collapse in the equity market. But the propagandists, to the happy talkers, the mainstream media that's owned and operated and supported by the by Wall Street and Washington. They're going to keep the happy talk going. So it's all a con game. It's all a confidence game. And when the confidence breaks, and Bob was talking about a crash in the bond market, a crash in the equity market. Yes, indeed. I think that's when we start to see gold prices rise. And I thought it was very interesting how very often these days, both the bond market and the equity markets are down the same day. And recently we've seen gold pick up as that was happening. So this could be, the start of a move in that direction.
We got 2 minutes left, you guys. Bob, you know, have been incredibly, just let me finish, you've been incredibly accurate for as long as I've known you. How are we going to finish this year? You got the final word, you got 2 minutes.
Okay. The Syrian thing is truly, could be the end of the world. Okay. We have nothing to gain. The whole gas attack is a false flag operation.
Yeah.
We have the worst leadership that we've ever had. The people that we're supporting are the terrorists. They're Al-Qaeda. They're monsters out of control. We need to, the United States needs to pull out of the Middle East. We need to stop sticking our nose in, and we need to tell Israel to get their act together and stop destabilizing the region. We are risking World War III, and I was in a war, and I can assure you, nobody wins any war. The only difference is one side loses a lot more. If we start World War III, everybody's going to lose, and that's a really bad idea.
Jay, final comment from you, and please keep it simplistic because we're down to about 50 seconds. Where should people put their money right now?
Well, under the mattress and in gold. I mean, I think, you know, David Stockman essentially said that on my radio show the other day. There's no place to go, no place to hide, essentially. And if we have World War III, I think you look to your Heavenly Father. You look for something outside of this time and space continuum.
You know, don't mean to be pessimistic here. It sounds very pessimistic, and I know on the surface it would appear to be, but how can you be anything but pessimistic when you read the headlines that you're reading today? You know, it's amazing to me that we've even gotten to this point. It is amazing to me that the United States has gotten to this point, both politically and economically. I agree with Jay, put money under the mattress, etc. I don't mean to be a fearmonger, but I think in these times you really have to be very up to the minute in terms of your information source, and you have to be very nimble. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be back for the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.